It's time for Brenham Cup football. KWHI's broadcast of the Brenham Cubs versus Bryan Vikings is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Gay Freedom Bail Bond, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Sander with Apple Ford, Cocorus Foods Burger, All Your Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Service, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Jersey Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guy, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BBR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. We'll go out to the field and your hosts Doug Brown and Tommy Lang after a word from our sponsor.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Bluebonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tankeron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tankeron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tankeron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Bluebonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham, New Holland. We offer a huge variety of agriculture equipment, from Bad Boy to Hustler mowers, Kawasaki mules and four-wheelers, and of course the highly reputable New Holland line of tractors, hay equipment, skid steers, and construction equipment. All of these offer low-rate financing opportunities. Call us at 979-836-4591. We value our customers and strive to make your experience the best it can be. Come in and take one for a test drive. Stay cool out there and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan, Texas, where it is high school football action tonight. The Brenham Cubs taking on the Bryan Vikings. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And after a rough game last week, Tommy, Cubs hoping to bounce back here tonight and pick up an important road win.
I tell you what, Doug, the Cubs had such a good first quarter last week, and got a little complacent in the second and third quarter, but then got revived in the fourth quarter. And it's like Coach Elliott said, he said it last week, and you'll hear it on the interview again, that you got to play four quarters of football. And the Sharing football team just did not play four quarters last week.
Yeah, and they're bounced back here against Bryan Vikings. These two teams met last year over in Brenham, and it was Bryan winning a wild one, 54-42 last year. We had a chance to see that. And so we'll see if we can have similar fireworks here tonight.
Well, and Bryan is going to have a good football team. They just have a great history of having playing really, really good football here. But I tell you what, I have said this time and time again, I like the direction that Coach Young's has this football program going. And we're going to go through some growing pains, but we're going to be a really exciting football team one day.
And we certainly are. And one of the things he always says about these non-district games is to toughen you up and get you ready for district play. And that is certainly the goal. Well, we got more to come here on the pregame show, but we're going to first send you back to the studios and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
It's that time of year again when the weather warms up and the sun starts shining. But don't let the heat get you down. Come to Woodson Lumber and get everything you need to stay cool and comfortable. From fans, air conditioners, canopies, and more. Their knowledgeable staff are on hand if you're looking for something special for your project or space to keep that air moving. Just another way that Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop. Come see Woodson Lumber in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Return you here to Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan, home of the Vikings, and Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you as the two teams, as we mentioned, Brenham started off the year on a good note. They defeated Oak Ridge 16-7, but then lost to Belton last week 27-20. Bryan started off the year with a 21-6 victory over Waller, but then last week had a tough loss to Huntsville 61-27. I know when I talked to Coach Youngs, one of the things he was saying about that game is that Huntsville had a lot of other stuff going. They had one touchdown score on a fumble return, one score on an interception return, one scored on the kickoff return. So that's 21 extra points, right?
Putting points on the board in a variety of ways.
Yeah. So it was one of those cases where it's like the Vikings just kind of shot themselves in the foot there.
Exactly. And yeah. You know what? That's, you know, we talk about that. But, you know, Huntsville's got a great history of football. Bryan has a great history of football. Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to this game tonight. I see our Cub team really rebounding, and I think they're going to make some noise this evening.
They certainly will. And take a look at some of the other teams in our district, what they're doing tonight. Huntsville is going to be at home. They're taking on Belton. Montgomery is at Dayton. Lake Creek playing host to Waller. Brian Rutter is at Elgin, and Richmond Randall is going to be at Columbia. Also, don't forget, we got Burton Panther football tonight. Panthers taking on Schulenburg. And if you want to listen to that game, you can listen to the, you can go to our, either our KWHI.com website or the KWHI app on your phone and, go to the alternate feed and you can hear that broadcast. Our good friends Dean Dillon and Daryl Kiki bringing the action there to you and wishing the Panthers, good luck as well this evening. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Coach Danny Youngs. But first, let's get back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Merrill Green Stadium here in Bryan. And now let's go down to Tommy. Standing by with us, Coach Youngs.
Coach Youngs. Okay, we had a really good first quarter last week. We went stale second and third. Came on strong in the fourth. How did the kids respond this week during practice?
Well, I think we understood the mistake that we made in that, you know, you can't never get satisfied and you got to focus. You got to play 48 minutes. That's the same thing every coach preaches to our kids. You got to play four full quarters. And, you know, I thought we absolutely did that the first week. Then the second week, I thought we kind of, you know, after the first two drives, I thought we just kind of drug our feet and got stuck in the mud. And, you know, the second half just couldn't do enough to, you know, get over what we put in front of us. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you learn from that. You're better this week. You focus a little bit in. Dialed in on practice, you know, this week on the little things, and the little things are what makes the difference.
What can you tell us? What can we look for out of the Brenham Vikings?
Same thing they did last year. You know, they got Texas Tech receiver, another guy offered by five or six Division I scholarships. You know, they're talented over there on the offensive side of the ball, and they're fast and athletic on defense. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be tough when you're going to have to come out and play 48 minutes and get after it.
We know you have the young men ready to play football tonight. Good luck. We hope you have a great game and looking for a W.
Absolutely. Thank you. Go Cubs.
All right, and that is Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
All right, it's time now to take a look at our starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by Collier Construction. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction at Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for the Brenham Cubs on offense, it'll be Jordan Harvey at quarterback. Jalen Ward is the running back. The H-back is Ivan Salazar. Wide receivers are Deontay Martin, Chris Guidry, and Jose Castillo. On the offensive line, you got Blake Robinson at center. The guards are Antonio Najera and Andre Mojica. The tackles are Kobe Houlihan and Dane Cruzy. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you got a defensive tackle, Miguel Rodriguez and Connor Appel. Defensive ends are John Rigsby and Cole Whitfield. Linebackers are Cade Moore, Trey Lockett, and Keith Crawford. The safeties are Landon Shipley and Jabran Moore. Or Debrion Moore, and then the corners are Juan Mata and Cartel Brown. Kicker is Riley Davis, and the punter is Landon Zelinka. And so that is a look at your starting lineup. And we'll be back momentarily with the national anthem, but first let's send you back to the studio and hear these words from our sponsors.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football. football season.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Back we go here as we're getting ready for the players to make their entrances, both teams with their inflatables up, and the Cubs and the Vikings ready to do battle here tonight. So glad you could be with us wherever you are across our great listening area. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. And fans still filing in here trying to get a good seat.
Tell you what, Doug, looking over across the field, they're a good Brenham crowd,
yeah,
and still Brenham fans coming in, coming through the gate.
Yeah, they're going to be in the sun for a little bit, but it's starting to finally go down to where they should be off of them, so they can enjoy the rest of the game. Cubs have made the field now. Here come the Bryan Vikings. And these two teams are set to go, and the color guard making their way out to midfield. And so we should hopefully have our national anthem here momentarily. A gorgeous night here. It's still on the warm side. And got a chance for some rain tomorrow afternoon, from what we understand. So fingers crossed on that. It's not a heavy, but fingers crossed that we get something out of it.
I found a nickel tails up this morning.
Maybe
I should have flipped it, you know, whatever. Hey, maybe it's a good omen. Let's go. Yeah.
And let's go down to the field here.
The color guard numbers are U.S. flag guard, cadet major, Charlie T. U.S. flag. Color guard commander, cadet second lieutenant, Monty Sanchez. Texas flag, cadet captain, Liliana Sherman. And Texas flag guard, cadet lieutenant colonel, Triton Gossett. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, would you please stand for the playing of our national anthem by the Bryan High School Band under the direction of Ms. Laura Grant-Brenz. Thank you.
our national anthem. That'll conclude the pregame show. We'll be back with the kickoff after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden from State Farm, Delmar, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Sander with Apple Ford, Folklore's Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Druzy Village, Whitson Lumber Company, Hegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Agency, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guy, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. Let's head back out to the field and get the game underway.
All right.
The officials for tonight's game.
We are back here at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryant. And tell me, did you get the results of the kickoff?
You know, it, to me, it looked like we won the toss and we first. But we're going to find out here.
And
I think I'm right.
Oh, yeah. We'll play it. And, well, the kickoff is sponsored by Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance. Kickoff to the fourth quarter. Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So if life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent, the Farmers Insurance invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come on out and cheer the Cubs and number 51 Cubs Open. Here comes the
81 Chancellor Lucas.
And so the Cubs will kick off. And for the Bryan Vikings,
Chance Lewis and Chancellor Lucas.
Okay. And Reese Davis kicking off for the Cubs. That's it high and deep. And it is going to be out of bounds.
Fair catch is
coming for the Cubs. Oh, no,
they're caught on about the 27.
And so that's where the Vikings will have a first and 10.
It's going to be really interesting, Doug. There's a really stiff breeze coming out of the south this evening. So, and Brian will have the wind at their back.
And running the offense for Brian will be number 12, Casey Bird. He's a senior. And play action and first half is complete. And that was to number 11, Tyson Turner. Turner was a big threat against the Cubs in last year's game.
Keith Crawford driving him out of bounds for the Cubs.
Turner is senior this year. And handoff up the middle. That is going to be to Isaiah Nudal.
Coming up to make the stop for the Cubs, Juan Mata.
And Nudal gets the first down to the 44-yard line.
First down.
And pass is going to be complete to turn, out of the backfield. And that is to Derek Ramsey on the catch. And Ramsey picked up the first down.
Juan Mata in on the stop again for the Cubs.
And that's to the 44-yard line of the Cubs. And the Vikings trying to march it right down the field. And handoff this time is to Titus Runnels.
Ball carrier number 7, Titus Runnels. Stop by number
Joel Brown in on the stop for the Cubs.
He picks up to the 41-yard line. A 3-yard pickup. That'll bring him second and 7.
Tell you what, that's more like it than giving him 6, 7, 8 yards on a play.
And handoff this time will go to Nuttall again. And he is going to pick up the first down, down to about the 30-yard line, and he's still getting a push. There's lineman right behind him, and he's down to the 25 and all the way down to the 24.
And coming up from the bottom of that stack is Juan Mata.
They'll be in there the first down for Brian.
Ball is at the 24-yard line of the Cubs.
And handoff goes to Nuttall again. And he runs up the middle.
We have all kind of flag.
Carry for the Vikings. There's a flag on the field.
Only picked up 2 yards on the carry, and let's see what the flag is going to be for.
Trey Lockett coming up from the bottom of the stack for the Cubs.
Hold him. Number 58.
And holding call against the Vikings, that'll push them back. And now back to the 34-yard line. And back to pass. Going deep, he's got a man up in the spot. And that is Tyson Turner and Casey Bird for the Viking touchdown.
I tell you what, he hit him right on the numbers, Doug, in full stride. And he had both Cubs defenders deep.
Yeah, I mean, he was absolutely wide open. And 34 yards on the touchdown pass. And extra point, that is by Casey Bohoff. And kick is good. And so 9:28 left to go in the first quarter. Ryan Vikings leading the Burnham Cubs 7-0. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friend.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And back we go here. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. And now for the kickoff, the Vikings lead it here 7-0 with 9:28 left to go in the first quarter. Cubs about to get their hands on the ball for the first time.
Jalen Ward and Cortell Brown deep for the Cubs.
And teeing it up is going to be Casey Bohoff. And here we go. They got a man in motion. And they're on an onside kick hit, and it's recovered by the Vikings. Now the question is, did it go the 10 yards?
It did not. I don't think it did, but... I think I made the right call.
Yeah, I agree. And now it's just a question where they're going to spot the football. Going to give the Cubs good.
Here we go. Ooh, 47, 48.
They'll be at the 48-yard line. And so that's where the Cubs will take over, the 48-yard line of the Bryan Vikings.
Okay, a great opportunity here for the Cubs to respond to that touchdown by the Vikings.
And for Jordan Harvey with an empty backfield. And looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it and run. And he's out across the 40-yard line and took it and down out of bounds after an 8-yard pickup.
I think it was a design quarterback draw there by Jordan Harvey and just tucked the ball, looked to the receivers on the left sideline and just tucked the ball and ran right straight up the middle, broke to that sideline. Nice game.
And a nice job by the right side of the O-line to open it up for him. And now handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon will get down to the 36-yard line and pick up the first down.
I like the call there that to Jacoby Dixon. Just a nice move, made a nice move to the outside, getting that initial first down.
Ball at the 36-yard line, first 10 for the Cubs. And Harvey takes the handoff and passed out in the flat. He was looking for Castillo, but he had a defender right there with him.
I tell you, Doug, that was a nice play there by Luke Weltons for the Bryan Vikings. Just snuffed that play out perfectly.
And so a loss of two on the play, and that'll bring up second down and 12. Harvey with three receivers to his left. Man in motion now. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon finds some running room. And he is out across the 35, down to the 31.
It was designed off right tackle, Doug. Jacoby Dixon made a nice move to the outside. Gets a nice yardage back. Good opportunity here to get another first down.
And so, clock ticking, we're down to 7:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs trailing 7-0, but trying to knock on the door here. And Castillo in motion, gives it to Dixon. Nice cutback run there, and he's out across to the 25. And, well, I think they're going to get him to the 26, but that's going to be should be enough to get the first down.
They're moving the chains. Good job.
It is.
So, laid a handoff there to Jacoby Dixon, made a nice cutback move up the middle. Nice game, get the first down for the Cubs.
Okay. And if they hand off, and Harvey's going to keep it himself. And he's down to the 19-yard line.
There was a fake to Jacoby Dixon, just designed draw up the middle there by Jordan Harvey. Nice game.
And Harvey using his legs a little bit to show some speed. And Cubs pause them over here, looking back at the coaching staff for the right signal. And Harvey back to pass, and he's just got to get rid of that one. And he's lucky that one wasn't intercepted.
I'll tell you what, big strong rush there by the Bryan Vikings. Nice play there by Jordan Harvey, getting thrown the ball out of bounds.
And so that'll stop the clock with 6:19.
Third down four.
Third down for the Cubs. They've got to get to the 16-yard line to pick up the first down. Fake to Jalen Warren and pass. Is going to be
nine.
Incomplete.
I make a steal.
And so that'll bring a fourth down.
There's a nice defensive play there by the Bryan Vikings.
Yeah, I think Coach may go for it here with being fourth down and three.
I like the move.
Yeah, especially this end of the field, what could it hurt?
We don't have the field goal kicker we had last year. So, yeah. Not as yet.
And handoff, and that is to Jalen Ward, and Ward breaks free, and he is all the way down to the 5-yard line.
I tell you what, it was a handoff, delayed handoff there. Jalen Ward, he made a move to the outside and went down that right side. Nice game. Big first down for the Cubs.
Yeah, they went down at the 6, so first and goal for the Cubs at the Bryan 6-yard line. And now Dixon back in the backfield. And he gets the handoff, cut back, and Dixon into the end zone for the Brenham Cubs. Touchdown. Dixon on the 6-yard run, and now if Davis can hit this extra point, it'll tie things up. Davis had a hold of Castillo. Snap, kick, up, and it's good. And so we are tied 7-7. 5:47 left to go in the first quarter. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And kickoff going to be fielded by the Vikings and picking up to the 30-yard line.
Taking out number 14, Doug, DeAndre Williams. Nice play there. Nice tackle by Quantrell Brown.
Yep, Williams, a junior wide receiver. And playing on the special teams there. And ball will be spotted at the 31-yard line. It'll be first down for the Vikings. And now let's see if the Cub defense can, after that great job by the offense of working their way down the field, see if the defense can respond here. And it is Casey Bird lined up empty backfield. And Bird's pass complete.
Number seven.
That is Titus Reynolds.
So a nice defensive play there by Trey Lockett. Right on top of him after he caught the football.
And 6 yard pickup on the catch. And bring up second and four. And we get a whistle. Penalty marker down.
Mark that. 12-4, 65.
Well, that'll push him back 5 yards. And it's 7 second and four. Now second and nine. And handoff goes to Reynolds. And he is going to get up to about the 37-yard line. And that'll bring up third down.
Coming up to make the stop is Joel Brown there for the Cubs.
And Bird hands it off once again to Reynolds. Reynolds breaks free, finds a hole, and he'll get up to the 44-yard line and pick up the first down for Bryan.
Trey Lockett again on making the stop.
And it's the first and 10 for Bryan.
44-yard line.
And Bird looking for somebody to throw. Now he's going to get brought down.
Jason Bird, ball carry.
To a big, big strong rush there by John Rigsby for the Cubs. Making the stop. I'm going to say maybe would they get a yard maybe?
Yeah, that's about it. Second down and nine. Rigsby is a senior this year. Second year as a starter. And pass is going to be complete. That is to Tyson Turner. And Turner picks up to the 38-yard line.
And John Rigsby running him out of bounds.
Now, as we said, Turner last year gave the Cubs fits at that game at Cubs Stadium, and now he is off to a start again. Play action, Bird going deep. And pass is going to be caught wide open, touchdown to Terrence Lewis. That might have been a blown assignment there.
I think you're exactly right, Doug, because he was wide open on that post pattern across the middle. And Casey Bird just hit him right on the numbers and fall stride.
The 16,
Derek Lindsay. And the extra point attempt is up, and it's good by Bohoff. And so with 3:25 left to go in the first quarter, Brian now takes the lead 14-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friend.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And back we go here to Merrill Green Stadium, and Brian, as the Vikings lead the Cubs 14-7, 3:25 left to go here in the first quarter.
Cartel Brown and Jalen Ward deep for the Cubs.
And kicking off will be Casey Bullhoff for the Vikings. Tried an onside kick last time. This time they're going to kick it away. And that one is going to roll to the 4-yard line. Oh, man. Whoa, Ward picked it up, and he was met almost immediately by the Vikings.
Luke Walters just put a tattoo on Jalen Ward.
So the Cubs will start from their own 6-yard line on this drive.
Not the field position we wanted.
No. And so Harvey with Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. And takes the handoff. Harvey going to keep it himself, and he's actually going to lose yardage.
Jaden Morris in on that tackle there for the Bryan Vikings.
2-yard loss and bring up 2nd and 12. Now Harvey operating out of the end zone. And pass is going to be complete to Castillo, and he's out across the 10, out across the 14, and driven out of bounds.
Ooh, you think we can get a good spot?
It doesn't look like it. They're going to say to the referee on the near side here saying, oh, well, they will get him to the 14. So 3rd down and 3 here for the Cubs. Got to get it to the 17 to pick up the first down. Castillo in motion. Play action and going deep. He's got a man up on the pass. He's going to be caught. And that is Castillo for the first down. And we got a penalty marker down.
Oh, no. That was a little underthrow, but great job by Castillo coming back to get the ball, hopefully getting the first down.
Castillo, senior wide receiver for the Cubs. I've not seen any indication from the referees as to what the call is. That'll put the ball at 38 to the Cubs, 1st and 10.
Not a good penalty, but we did get the first down.
That's the main thing here, and keep it going. And also out of the end zone now. And Salazar in motion. And handoff goes to Dixon. Dixon just, they read that one all the way to the Vikings and hit him for a loss of yardage.
Tell you what, coming up to make the stop, we're going to give the initial hit to Jalen Hardman for the Vikings.
Back to the 36-yard line. That'll be a 2-yard loss. Brings up 2nd down and 12. We're down to 1:45 left to go here in the first quarter. Castillo in motion. Gets the handoff to Dixon. Dixon around the end. He's going to get hit again for another loss. Oh, wait, no. Hold up. We've got him. And what just happened?
How did he break that tackle, Doug?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I was fixing to give the credit there to Tate Allen, making a fantastic stop. And
because I thought they moved the play down. And he's just still going.
Great job there by Jacoby Dixon.
The Cubs have got the ball at the 25-yard line of the Vikings. We're not really sure what just happened there, but we'll take it.
Jalen Ward in the backfield now for the Cubs.
And RB hit as he threw it, and pass incomplete. Brings up second down and 10.
On the coverage, number 8, Chase Allen. Keonovan Gilbert put a big hit on Jordan Harvey just as he was releasing the ball. And like the ball went in, you know, into the turf, Doug. Kind of a big pass rush there.
And minute 18, and there's the handoff, Jalen Warren. And Warren comes through with a good game there, down to the 21-yard line.
The
4-yard pickup. They'll bring up third down and 6.
Pick up the field. And we have to make the stop on the Vikings, Luke Welton.
And down to a minute left to go here in the quarter. And then off goes to Ward. Ward cuts back.
Oh, nice.
And
moves that back.
To the 5-yard line.
And Ward again on the carry. Stop by number 5, Luke Welton. First and goal. I'll tell you what, great move back up the middle there by Jalen Ward. Big first down for the Cubs.
And I'll see if they can punch him in here before the end of the quarter. Got a whistle.
Prior to the snap, false start. Five yards, 2 feet. Remains for the snap.
Yeah, false start against the Cubs, and that'll push him back 5 yards. Brings up first and goal from the 11-yard line this time. Yeah, looks like they're just going to let the clock run out here on the first quarter. And first quarter is in the books. Our score, the Brian Vikings 14, Brenham Cubs 7. Back with quarter number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979 830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And we return to action here as we get ready to start the second quarter. Doug Brown and Tommy Leggy with you from the Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. And also don't forget, if you want to listen to the Burton Panther football game, You can do so right now on our KWHI.com Sports Alternate feed on the Internet and on the phone app there. And right now, Panthers leading the Shorthorns 7-6 in the second quarter. And handoff goes to Jalen Ward, and Ward down.
Let's
see, looks like about the maybe the 2 yard line. And
delayed handoff there to Jalen Ward. Jalen cut back toward the middle. Nice game down to that 2 yard line.
Yep, and this time Harvey going to keep it himself, and he gets nothing.
In Cardona in on the stop for the Bryan Vikings.
And so here we go, third down. And they're actually bringing in a Pelt and Rodriguez as extra blockers. And off goes to Ward, and Ward walks it on in for the touchdown. Jalen Ward.
So it was just simple handoff off tackle, and, you know, Jalen Ward goes into the end zone standing up.
2 yards on the floor, and now it'll be trying to tie this thing up. Davis made his first one. Have a hold of Jose Castillo. And we get a whistle. And so the penalty, and so the huddle push it back, so they'll be kicking now from the 15-yard line, so it's essentially a 25-yard field goal try on this extra point. And another whistle down. Kick would have been good.
Part of the set, offside, defense number 97, 5 yards.
So they get the 5 yards back, we'll try it again.
Do you have to take the penalty?
I don't
think it was good. I mean,
I don't know. Snap, kick, up, and he got it. So the kick is good. And so with 11:01 left to go here in the second quarter, we're all tied up at 14 apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer. Celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
And Davis with a kickoff. And we feel it at the 14-yard line for the Bryan Vikings.
By Luke Lewis.
Terrence Lewis with the return. And we're going to do something real quick. We forgot to do the first touchdown. So we'll do it right now. Our first touchdown of the game. sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue. And let's pick out, let's see who's tonight's winner going to be. Of a free rack of ribs, courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. And who do we have here?
It's bigger. It's more M this week.
Yep.
Who's that?
Chelsea.
Chelsea Pushka.
Ah, Pushka, and from Somerville.
Yes.
So congratulations, Chelsea. You are a rib winner, courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, backed by popular demand, Sunday special. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. A proud supporter of area sports. And for your chance to win the first touchdown, stop by Nathan's and register. And you can be a winner just like Chelsea did. And let's see, we got...
I'm pretty sure that's a Nathan's employee.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is.
Third down and three for the Vikings.
Very, very lively young lady.
And pass is complete to Tyson Turner again.
Number 11, Tyson Turner.
And Turner will get it up to the 43-yard line.
Number 7, Juan Morrow.
Or 44-yard line.
Vikings Post Financial first down. Ball is at the 44-yard line of the Vikings.
And play action, and Bird going deep for Turner again, incomplete.
Nathan Bird's pass is incomplete. Intended for number 11, Tyson Turner.
Look at the Turner again.
Number 7, Juan Mata. 7 down and 10.
So a nice coverage there on Turner for the Brenham Cubs.
And hand off up the middle there. That goes to Isaiah Nuttall.
Number 23, Isaiah Nuttall, the ball
to the 48-yard line.
Miguel Rodriguez coming up at the bottom of the stack there for the Cubs.
Third and two.
Third and two. Big play here. It'd be nice if the Cubs could get a stop. And we're going to whistle.
Timeout. I believe it's timeout Vikings.
And timeout taken by the Vikings. So we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And Nuttall tripped up on the play, and that's going to bring it fourth down.
I tell you, there's a heck of a play there by Cade Moore coming up to make a big stop on Nuttall.
And it looks like Brian's going to go for it here at midfield. And we got a Cub jumping offside.
Oh,
and let's see if he was drawn off.
Intended for number 11, Tyson Turner, broken up by number 7, Juan Mata. Penalty flags on the field.
This is going to be an interesting call here.
I hope you're right, Doug.
Five penalties will result
And it's against the Cubs for jumping off sides, and so that's a 5-yard penalty and automatic first down.
45-yard line.
And that one is going for Turner, and Bird overshot him.
Tell you what, pretty good coverage there by Juan Mata, but Turner did have a step on Juan Mata.
We're at 8:44 left to go in the second quarter. We're all tied up 14 apiece. And Tommy, as you and I were talking during the break, this one could come down to who has the ball last.
That's it, no doubt about it.
And this one, incomplete.
I'm getting too excited here. Oh my gosh. Was that Cartel Brown?
Yes, it was. He was wide open, too.
Cartel was wide open, the ball right in his hands.
He's going to be kicking himself for that one. The ball was thrown perfectly right to him, and he just didn't catch it.
Sorry, folks, but I wanted to make that play so bad.
And now back to pass, and they got him a sack.
Yes.
That is
John Rigsby.
Yep.
Leading the charge, number 30, Ryan Davis, Rodney Davis, and number 37, Kevin Davis.
Rigsby with the sack there.
Back to the 47-yard line of the Vikings.
I tell you what, that's what the defense needed to do. Did exactly what we needed to do.
Yeah, with that big loss there on fourth down, now the Vikings will punt for the first time tonight. Jabrion Moore back to receive. And almost had the punt blown there. Comes at a good rush there. Moore called for it, and then it's going to roll out of bounds at the 5-yard line.
48 yards on the punt with no return. It'll be first down and 10 for the Cubs out there on 5-yard line.
So not good field position for the Cubs.
I'll tell you what, a little late call there on the fair catch, Doug. I think if Gabriel would have called that fair catch just a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
He might have got an interference call there.
And so, first and 10 from the 5-yard line for Jordan Harvey and the Cub offense.
Jacoby Dixon back in the backfield for the Cubs.
And he's going to fake it to Dixon, keep it himself.
Carry number 13, Jordan Harvey.
And Harvey up to the 11-yard line.
There was a fake there to Jacoby Dixon going off left tackle. Bootleg there by Jordan Harvey around right end. Not a bad game.
And so a holding penalty against the Cub, half the distance to the goal. So that'll...
That's down to 12 for the Cubs.
Moves the ball back to the 3-yard line. And handoff this time goes to Dixon. Dixon trying to cut it back. And it looks like they may give him up to the 5-yard line.
Stop by number 35, James Harris. Number 20, Jonathan Peary.
Nice call, Doug. They did give him to the 5.
And so that'll bring up second down.
Ball's at the 5-yard line. Second down at 10.
Harvey, junior quarterback. Hands off to Dixon, the freshman. And Dixon tried to get away, and Brian defenders just swarmed him.
All carrying number 17 is Kobe Dixon.
So they may be giving him one on that. And that'll bring a third down.
The ball's in on the tackle for the Brian Vikings.
Yeah. And back to pass goes Harvey. And it's going to be caught by Deontay Martin to the 15-yard line, and that should be a first down. And he does. He picks up the first down.
Oh, that's what we needed. Nice move there. Good job of being patient there by Jordan Harvey.
He certainly did. Found the open man. Clock down to 6:05 left to go here in the second quarter.
Jalen Ward back in the backfield for the Cubs.
Harvey takes a snap. And he's rolling out to his right now. He's going to let it fly. Incomplete. He had to throw that one away.
He did a good job of getting it in the direction there of Chris Gidry.
Of the week, please start making your way down to the track, please. The athletes of the week, please start making your way down to the track. Thank you.
Yeah, we got a whistle blown before the play. And so the Vikings will use their second timeout, probably trying to save some clock for and get one more drive in. And so,
no timeout requested on the field. It's a big play.
Well, apparently there was no timeout called, so we'll just keep it right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Haven't seen that before.
that's an interesting call.
We have 5:41 left to go until halftime. We're tied 14 apiece with the Lenham Cubs and the Bryan Vikings. And Harvey's going to keep it himself, and he's going to get sacked. A little indecision there.
He faked the handoff there to Jalen Ward and tried to go around left hand, and I tell you, it was just swarmed by a couple of Bryan Vikings.
Yeah, so that'll bring up third and long for the Cubs. And pass going to be complete to Martin, and Martin trying to break free, and he gets across the 20.
Has a pass and out there to Deontay Martin in the left flat. Just couldn't quite break away from that last Bryan defender.
And going to bring up fourth down, and so the Cubs will have to punt.
Clarence Lewis, deep for the Bryan Vikings.
Landon Zelenko on the sophomore for his first punt of the night. 4:20 left to go. And it gets the punt away. And the Cubs are going to let it roll down to the Viking 46.
2 yards on the punt with no return. It'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings at their own 47-yard line.
And so they'll have it at the 47. 4:06 left to work with here in the second quarter. Coming up the half, we'll have our Mattress Guys halftime naptime giveaway. We'll also find out who our HEB Scholar of the Week is. And also we'll hear from the Brenham Cup Marching Band as well. That's all to come here on the half, as the halftime show will be coming up next. And handoff goes to Nuttall. Nuttall trying to fight his way forward, and they're going to stop him to the 49-yard line.
Keith Crawford coming up to make that initial hit.
2-yard pickup.
And number 15, Trey Lockett.
Pick up 3 yards.
Second down and eight.
Second down and eight. Ball at the 49.
Oh, he fumbled the football and becomes a conglomerate! Cartel Brown with the recovery!
Hey, Cartel making up for that almost pass interception he had. Johnny on the spot getting recovering that fumble. Good field position here for the Cubs before the half.
Now let's see if we can take it down here and punch this thing in.
Illegal formation. Offense 5 in the backfield. That penalty to 49. Result of the play. Turnball.
There we go.
It was a penalty against the Vikings, so that one declined. And so it is Cub football.
You talk about it, Doug, if we could get the ball in the end zone, Cubs get the ball in the second half.
For the Cubs at the Vikings 44.
And so here we go. Tied at 14 apiece.
Wow, we're stacked on the right side.
A five receiver set for the Cubs. And Harvey going to keep himself draw play. And he is to the 36-yard line.
As you said, Doug, I feel quite certain that was a designed draw play there. But you have the stacked five wide receivers. Great move there by Jordan.
We don't have a 36.
Not on our list.
Call it against Brennan. So 15-yard penalty against the Cubs. Let's see how far back this is going to push them. Back to the, they'll be back to their own 49-yard line. We have 3:29 left to go.
Ball's now to cut 49-yard line, second down and 16.
That is a really bad
penalty. That's the kind of thing that'll drive coaches nuts, or penalties like that.
Same set again.
Yeah, this time we're going to throw, and he's going to take off. Nobody there, and he's going to get Harvey's going to get back for a loss, back to the 46.
Making the stop number 10, Nathan Murphy. Lost 2 yards on the play.
I'm going in the wrong direction. They have to get to the Viking 34-yard line to pick up the first down.
That's kind of like third and forever.
Yeah. And back to pass. Harvey's going to let it fly. He's got a man open and just let him a little too much. He was looking for Castillo. And that'll be fourth down. The Cubs will have to punt.
Close defender there for the Vikings was Tayshaun DeBall.
Depending on the play, number one, Tayshaun DeBall.
And so the link it back to punt.
We're going to call that a missed opportunity there for the Cubs.
Yeah. The penalty really proved costly there. And this was a good punt by Zelenka.
Great.
Going to roll out.
We'll call six.
Six to the seven. And then put it at the 6-yard line. So this will be the worst field position that Bryant's had in this game from their own 6-yard line. And they got 2:19 left to go until the half.
So the Cubs need to make a big stop now and hopefully get some good field position yet before the end of the half.
Thank you. And then Hopkins to Nuttall, and he is met right in the middle there for a stop. Loss of a yard on the carry.
Also out on the stop, number 15, Trey Lockett.
Miguel Rodriguez and Trey Lockett in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And so Coach Young is going to use his first time out. He wants to try to get that ball back again before the end of the half.
Also to play a 3 yard second down and 10.
And so we'll keep it right here as we've got 2:11 left to go here until the half. And don't forget on our KWHI Sports Alternate feed, we've got the Burton Panthers and the Schulenburg Shorthorns game there. And right well now, well, let me double check on the score on that one. Two scores pop up for the same game on the Friday night scoreboard app. And so Bird out of his end zone. And a gift is to Runnels, and he is stopped back to the 3 yard line.
Okay, we're coming up to make a big stop there for the Cubs, Cade Moore again.
And so Burnham's going to take a timeout. This time, let's take it with him and be back going. Let's just hear 30 seconds from the sports friend.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go, and Brian operating out of their own end zone. And there is the handoff to Runnels again, and he's going to get stopped. He's got a gain up to the 8 yard line.
Okay, we're coming up to make a big stop there again, John Bixby.
And the Cubs will burn their final timeout. Got a minute 59 left to go here in the second quarter. How about this Caldwell? Maybe it might be the night the streak gets broken. They're leading Gerald 14-7, and there's 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter there.
16, Derek Ramsey.
And Belleville leading now, so they just 10-0 in third quarter there.
Number three, Trey Moore.
Should be out more deep for the Cubs. I think they're going to pretty well let them punt the ball, and where it lands, that'll be the Cubs' field position.
And high punt. They're going to let it. The Cubs are going to get this one about the 25-yard line.
Whoa.
Luckily for Brian, one of the defenders was there to catch it. But the way that angle was going, we might have ended up that one inside the 10.
I tell you, I think what caused that, Doug, there was a big strong rush there again by the Cubs. Just barely missed blocking that putt.
They're going to put it at the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. They've got a minute 51 to work with here. 10
for the Cubs at the Viking 23-yard line.
What I'd like to see the Cubs do is reestablish that running game.
And Castillo in motion. And off goes to Jacoby Dixon. And
oh, nice move.
And Dixon down the sideline. Catch. Ball to touchdown.
There we go.
Jacoby Dixon gets the touchdown for the Cubs from 23 yards out. And that puts Brenham in front for the first time tonight. And we'll hold the phone. We got official conference. That one may be coming back.
That's a scary thought.
Illegal formation against the Cubs. So scratch that one.
Well, I tell you what, it was such a great move there by Jacoby Dixon. Broke it to the outside and went down that right sideline.
And ball back to the 28-yard line. I can imagine topic number one in the locker room is with penalties.
Penalties.
Because the penalties have really hurt the Cubs here in the first half. And Dixon in motion, and Harvey going to keep it himself. And he'll get up to the 24-yard line.
There's a fake pass there to Dixon out in the flat while he was in motion, and Jordan kept it, went right up in the middle.
And the Cubs are out of timeouts. Brian does have two timeouts left on the board. And are we going to keep his son now? Hands off to Dixon. Dixon works it back.
Oh, nice move.
Measures it. And Dixon breaks free into the end zone. Touchdown. How on earth did he score on that?
It's called an excellent broken play.
Yeah.
Jordan was totally surrounded by Brian Vikings, and he had it off to Jacoby Dixon. Jacoby took off. Cut back up the middle, then cut outside, touchdown. Oh, my God.
And no flags either, so this one actually is going to stand. As David's on for the extra point try. And kick is up. It's good. And so with 1 minute left to go in the second quarter, the Cubs have taken the lead 21-14. Back into your 60 seconds from the Sports Friend.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
All right, as Davis gets set to kick it off, Cubs lead it 21-14 with 1 minute left to go in the second quarter.
Lewis and Lucas deep for the Brian Vikings.
And he is going to kick this one deep, and it is going to be fielded in the end zone. And they're going to try to bring it out and across the 10 to the 15-yard line. And Lewis kind of ill-advised there trying to run with that. He'd have probably been better off to take the touchback.
Nice stop there by Darrell Brown for the Brenham Cubs.
And so with 52 seconds left to play, the Vikings will come back out on the field, and ball spotted at the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Brian.
The one thing the Cubs do not need to do now is give up a big play.
Thank you. Roberts, the only quarterback. Takes snap, handoff to Nuttall. And he's out across the 20 to the 22 and 23. Finally brings it down. I'm kind of surprised they're not throwing here, TL.
Well, little bit of a surprise there.
They're just running the ball because the Cubs are going to get the ball to start the second half.
Keith Crawford coming up from the bottom of that stack.
5 yards on the play. Send it down at 2.
Got 20 seconds left. And hand off to Nuttall again. And he is going to be brought down up to the 32-yard line. It'll be a first down for Brian. Time is running quickly.
Again, Keith Crawford in on the top of four of the Cubs.
10 seconds. And they're just going to let it run down. And the end of the first half, Cubs lead at 21-14. And we'll be back with the halftime show. And we hear 2 minutes from the sports trend.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at Casa for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
All right, and we are back here at the half where the Brenham Cubs lead at 21-14 over the Bryan Vikings. And we've just got another note to pass along. The Brenham Cubettes, they have their Brenham Cubette volleyball team, their district opener tonight against Magnolia. And it was the Cubettes getting a 3-1 victory, so they're 1-0 to start district play.
I tell you what, that's a good way to start off district there. Normally, Magnolia's got a pretty good program down there. Big victory there for the Cubettes.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach Megan Whalen and her crew. And meanwhile, back here, the Cubs and the Vikings, after got off to kind of a rough start there, first two drives for Brian, they just took it right down and scored on the Cubs. And the Cubs were able to answer in kind of a wild and woolly end of the first half. But the Cubs have come back and taken the lead.
I can't wait to
I can't wait to ask Coach about that play with Jacoby Dixon on that 24-yard touchdown. What a play. You know, it doesn't matter. Getting into the end zone is all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. And but a big run there. And we're going to have the band performance here. We got the drill team coming out. But first, before we send you back to the studios, it's time now for our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. And be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-3655. And you'll win in a Z-Gel convolution couple from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-3655 and be the third caller. The Z-Gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and Brennan native Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop into his store, 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their ceiling and tempur-pedic mattress set and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. And please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cup football season. And back with more of the halftime show after we hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends and our sponsors.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and do you know what's better than a Washington County Fair funnel cake?
A Labor Day sale and to get your fair tickets. Hi, I'm Della Jasinski, and I'm running for Washington County Fair Queen, and I'm teaming up with my uncle here at Mattress Guys to support Labor Day and the oldest county fair in Texas.
Rest easy knowing you have your fair tickets, and remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Or call 836-1010 today.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, H-E-B has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, H-E-B's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham H-E-B today.
We are back here at Brighton High School, and the Brenham Cup marching band out on the field, ready for their halftime show and ready to bring you some entertainment here. So we'll pick them up here momentarily as they're getting set to play. Thank you.
the 2023 competitive show in Houston. The show follows the momentum cowboy as he deflects on Love on the Range. Our show begins just as Dolly Parton Catholic, I Will Always Love You, featured vocal solo of Kyle Freeman, Benjamin Train on guitar, and Joshua Pelcher on the mic. The show then takes on the story and fanfare themes from the end credits to the movie Double Rider by the composer Bruce Fox. And finally, in part three, it's time on the range as our cowboys head out for a night on the town with John Matthews' Bachelor. Members of the Factor 1 Quartet are Nick Pico, Dan Pepper, Matthew Marquardt, Alan Guerrero, and Christopher Marco. From the trio is Kyle Freeman, Tyler Lindeman, and Brett Campbell. And top soloists are Thomas Morgan, Katie Mass, and me, and Austin Campbell. Some of our soloists tonight are Paige Stewart and Sabrina Massenberg.
Find out who this week's ATB Scholar of the Week is. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends and our sponsors.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and do you know what's better than a Washington County Fair funnel cake?
A Labor Day sale and to get your fair tickets. Hi, I'm Della Jasinski, and I'm running for Washington County Fair Queen, and I'm teaming up with my uncle here at Mattress Guys to support Labor Day and the oldest county fair in Texas.
Rest easy knowing you have your fair tickets, and remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Or call 836-1010 today.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
All right, and as we continue on with halftime, it's time now for our HEB Scholar of the Week. And our HEB Scholar of the Week is Katie Matthews. And Katie, is her favorite subject is math, and favorite teacher, Mrs. Gaskamp. Favorite sport or extracurricular activities, playing in the band. So that must mean she was down here somewhere tonight. College or university plans, she is planning on attending nursing school. And advice to other students about preparing for the future, find a way that works for you to keep organized.
There you go. I like that last point. Keep organized.
Exactly. So congratulations to Katie Matthews. And by being named the Scholar of the Week, the award is based on academic excellence, and she'll receive a certificate from HEB in Brenham. And that is a look at our Scholar of the Week. Back with more of the – we're going to take a look at the halftime stats when we come back after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
All right, back we go here at the half. Brenham Cubs leading the Bryan Vikings 21-14. And time now to take a look at the halftime stats, courtesy of our good friend Michael Groves. And passing wise for the Cubs, Jordan Harvey is 6 out of 10 for 60 yards. And rushing wise, leading rusher is Jacoby Dixon, 9 carries for 87 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jalen Ward, 5 carries for 42 yards and a touchdown. And Harvey himself, 8 carries for 20 yards. So the Cubs as a team here at the half, 22 carries, 149 yards and 3 touchdowns. Receiving and leading receiver is Jose Castillo. He's got 5 catches for 53 yards. And then Deontay Martin, 1 catch for 7 yards. And so, Tommy, like we were talking about, Cubs really doing the best here in the first half, trying to establish that running game.
Oh, did a great job. I'm really impressed with the way the Cubs ran the football. Of course, we'll call that we're going to call it a great play. Jordan handing off to Jacoby Dixon to get that last touchdown. But I like the idea. Coach Young has done a great job of establishing that running game. Need to get a little bit of better pass protection, though, for Jordan. He needs just one or two more seconds in there to, you know, try to find an open receiver. So I'm sure that's one of the things that they're going to be looking at halftime.
And now for the stats for the Bryan Vikings and the quarterback, Kaysen Bird. He is 7 out of 11 for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. Both of those coming on their first 2 drives. And running the football, their leading ball carrier is Isaiah Nuttall. He's got 8 carries for 53 yards. Titus Reynolds, 6 carries for 27 yards. And then Bird with the sacks, he's got three carries minus 11 yards. So they held the Bryan running game to only 69 yards rushing in the first half. And receiving, we got Tyson Turner, 4 catches for 63 yards and a touchdown. Terrence Lewis, 1 catch, 38 yards and a touchdown. And Derek Ramsey, 1 catch for 12 yards. Titus Reynolds, 1 catch for 5 yards. And so that is your halftime stats. And recapping the scoring, it was, as we take a look at that, they got it off to, it was Bird throwing to Turner for a 34-yard touchdown pass to lead off of the first drive of the game. And then Bohoff added the extra point to make it make it 7-0 Vikings with 9:28 left to go in the first quarter. Then it'll be Jacoby Dixon with the first of his 2 touchdown runs from 6 yards out. Riley Davis added the extra point with 5:47. We were tied 7-7. And then Bird would find Lewis on a 38-yard touchdown pass. And Bohav did the extra point, and so with 3:25 left in the first quarter, it was 14-7 in favor of the Vikings. But then the Cubs would come back with two touchdowns in the second quarter. Jalen Ward, a 2-yard touchdown run. Davis added the extra point, and with 11 minutes left, made it ties up 14-14 in the Cubs with 1 minute left to go. That amazing run by Jacoby Dixon. And that's probably going to end up being a Whataburger, what a play of the night.
That, you're probably right. It's going to take one to top that.
Yeah, and extra point by Davis, and that made it 21-14, and that's where we stand as we get set to come back. The team's coming out of the locker rooms getting ready for the second half kickoff, and we'll have that second half kickoff for you. But first, let's see you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrennanRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And we are back as the Brian Viking Marching Band finishing up with their halftime show. And we just got a report. Burton scored in the opening drive of the second half, so they've cut that lead down to 21-14. And remember, if you want to hear the Burton Panther broadcast, you can go to our KWHI.com website, and we've got it on the Sports Alternate feed, or if you have the KWHI app on your smartphone, the alternate feed's on there as well, and you can listen to Dean Dillon and Daryl Kiki with the call of the action for you. And hopefully Panthers can come back there and pull that one out, just like they did last week against Hearn. And how about this for an upset special? Right now, second quarter, Waller Bulldogs are leading Lake Creek 24-20.
Wow.
That
would be an upset.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll stay that way the rest of the game, but that would be a major upset. Yeah, so we'll keep you updated on that as the evening progresses here.
Yeah. We're going to say Lake Creek may make some adjustments there.
Yeah.
They may have went into that game a little flat-footed.
Yeah, they may have been going in there taking Waller lightly, and it's so far coming back to bite them. But meanwhile, the Cubs and the getting ready to come out here for the second half. And they'll be followed shortly by the Vikings. And Cubs will be receiving the kickoff. And so, and our kickoff sponsor, of course, is Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance. From kickoff to the fourth quarter, Christy Sloatman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected both on and off the field, just like a strong defense. Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance, so when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Sloatman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer the Brenham Cubs and number 51 Connor Sloatman this Cubs season. Yeah, so here we go as we get set to start the second half. Big crowd tonight on both sides. You're taking this one in.
Excellent Brenham crowd.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, this is a cavernous stadium, and I believe it holds, I think, in excess of 10,000 people.
Very good crowd. Both teams being very, very well supported.
And so, comes out on the field.
The Cubs will receive the second half kickoff.
Jabran Moore and Jalen Ward. Excuse me, that's Cartel Brown.
Cartel.
Okay.
Getting set to kick off for the Vikings, number 80, Casey Bullhoff.
And the Bullhoff will tee it up for Brian. So.
Yeah. Bring something up here, Doug.
Yeah.
What the Cubs do need to be aware of, they tried it earlier. What a way to start off second half, trying an onside kick. So I know Coach Young's has his team ready for that.
Yeah, it looks like they're going for it. Oh, no, they do kick it a little further. And it's going to be fielded by the Cubs.
Deontay Martin.
And he comes up limping. That's not good.
Little confusion on the receiving team there.
And so they got fair caught it at the 35-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for Brenham. And Harvey
and Dixon in the backfield.
And that is
Jacoby Dixon.
Dixon. Up to the 38-yard line, a 3-yard pickup. We'll bring him second down at 7.
Pick up the 3 yards on the play. Second down 7.
Real Rawls in on that tackle. We'll get in that initial hit there for the Bryan Vikings.
And so now Harvey and Dixon in the backfield. And he's going to keep it himself this time and comes keep it on the ground.
There's a fake there to Jacoby Dixon. Jordan took it around left end, made a nice cutback move toward the middle.
Up to the 42-yard line, and that'll bring a 3rd down and 3.
Third down and 3, ball at the 42-yard line.
Getting behind this big lineman running. And handoff goes to Dixon. Dixon breaks free. And
nice move.
He's going to get just short of the first down. And we have 4th and 1 at the 44-yard line.
I'm not totally for sure, Doug. If he wouldn't have cut back up the middle, he would have gotten first down.
Yeah, he tried to come back and go around, and that might have cost him that yard. And the Cubs are going to go for it.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's going to take it to the center, and he picks
it up. Oh, good job.
Nice play there by Jordan Harvey as he just went right around the left end after taking the snap and picks up that first down.
Good move there.
Ball is at the 47-yard line, first down and 10.
Got 10 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. We're just underway. Cubs trying to add to their lead. And hand off to Dixon. Dixon out across midfield into Viking territory.
On the stop, number 20, Jonathan Dewey.
And go to the 48-yard line.
Nice stop there by Davion Williams there on Jacoby Dixon.
Pick up the 5 yards on the play. Second down and five. Ball at the 48 for the Vikings.
And we're going to get a whistle. Yeah, a false start against the Cubs, so that'll back them up 5 yards. Harvey with Dixon in the backfield. Salazar in motion. And pass is going to be caught.
Jordan Harvey's pass completes number 18.
And that's Chris Guidry.
Tackled by number 2, Jalen Harden. Also in on the stop, number 20, John.
And for Guidry, I think that's his first catch of the night.
Yes, it is. Jalen Hardman running him out of bounds there.
Goes to Dixon. Dixon following behind his blockers. Gets up to the 45-yard line.
Sweep around left end. Nice cutback move there by Jacoby Dixon.
Ball is at the 45-yard line of the Vikings. Fourth down and 2.
Yeah, so Cubs probably going to go for it again, I would think. And loading up the line here.
Interesting call here.
And handoff is to Dixon.
Oh, nice cutback move.
Get that first down.
Oh, good strong run there.
39-yard line.
Good strong run there by Jacoby Dixon.
Play is good for the first down.
And also good job on the right side of that offensive line there. And Antoine Nehara and Dan Cruzy opening up that hole for him.
The other thing I like about this, Doug, climbing that clock.
Exactly. We're down to 7:43 left to go here in the third quarter. And then off Jalen Ward. And Ward trying to find an opening. Couldn't quite get there.
Number 8, Tate Allen.
Tate Allen, big stop there on Jalen Ward.
Second down and 11.
Yeah, ball spot at the 40-yard line. And back to pass going deep. Incomplete. He was looking for Salazar. He kind of overthrew it a little too much, and so that will bring a third down and 11.
Depending on the play, number 2, Jalen Harden. Third down and 11.
and stopped the clock with 7 minutes left to go in the half, or in the third quarter, rather. And pass is going to be caught by Ward, and he's going to get smacked right there by one of the Viking defenders.
I tell you what, that was Ward. A big hit there by Luke Walton for the Bryan Vikings.
And that'll be a fourth down. And I think this time, Cubs might punt this one away. And Zalukon will try to pin them back deep.
Deep for the Bryan Vikings, Terrence Lewis.
Lewis standing at his 10-yard line. As Zalukon gets the punt away. And that is going to roll out of bounds.
Not his best effort.
No, not quite.
18 yards on the punt, no return.
Just an 18-yard punt for Zalinka. And that'll put the ball at the 21-yard line. First and 10 for the Vikings. Their first possession of the half. And the Cubs eat up almost 6 full minutes off the clock.
The Cubs need to make a stop here, get the ball back with that wind at their back.
And play fake, and Bird's going to keep it himself this time.
Number 12, Mason Bird, making stop number 3.
Jabrian Moore coming up to make the stop there.
And keeps him just shy of the first down.
Pick up 9 yards on the play.
9-yard carry. Second down and 1 for the Bryan Vikings. And that time they're going to fake it again, and that time the Cubs snipped it out.
Eight more again, making a big stop there.
Drop for a loss in the backfield back to the 25-yard line.
And look, Cade Moore having another good evening.
That'll bring a third down. Third back to pass, and he just gets it off to Nuttall. And Nuttall is going to pick up the first down.
Just a little dump pass there by Bird and Nuttall.
And just happened to be nobody was there in front of him, and he was able to pick up that first down.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? We need a gray Mitsubishi SUV, license number TRY-0990, to be moved so the women's band can pack up. Thank you.
And handoff goes to Nuttall.
Handoff goes to number 7.
I know that's Runnels this time.
Making the stop.
Miguel Rodriguez making the stop here for the Cubs.
As we're down to 4:54 left to play here in the third quarter. Both teams choosing to Bailey keep it on the ground. Hand off to Runnels again and breaks free up to the briefly, and then the Cubs stop him at the 40-yard line.
Again, Miguel Rodriguez in on the stop.
7-1 mile.
Cubs with a 21-14 lead here in the third quarter.
At the 40-yard line.
And Bird the ball carrier, and he's going to be brought down. Big stop there by Keith Crawford.
Keith Crawford, nice stop.
And he's pretty close, though, to another first down.
It looks like it's a yard short.
So, fourth and 1.
Oh, here we go.
Cubs loading up the line there. And he, I think Bird kept it himself.
Boone Turner.
He's the backup quarterback. Yeah, it looks like we're going to get the chains out for, well, Buffalo Red Bay But for a minute there, they might be coming up, but then in the jail. Oh, and then a big back there.
On the play, recovered by the Vikings, number two.
A big stop there by Tavion Davis for the Cubs. Ball coming loose and just couldn't quite get to it.
But a huge sack there as it pushes him back to the 37-yard line. A loss of six on the play. And that'll bring him second down and 16 as we're down to almost 3 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. And Bird back in, pass is complete.
Oh,
they missed the tackle, and down the sideline goes Terrence Lewis into the end zone for the game-tying touchdown. On that reception. It's a blue off on for the extra point try.
Cubs had Lewis for a short game, but it just poor tackling there by the Cubs.
And kick is up. It's good. And so with 2:46 left to go here in the third quarter, we're tied at 21 apiece. Back into your 60 seconds on the sports grid.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
And the ball off, getting ready to kick it off. We're all tied up at 21 apiece with 2:46 left to go here in the third quarter.
Martell Brown and Jalen Moore deep for the Cubs.
This one is going to be fielded by Cocktail Brown at the 31-yard line.
Lost his footing there, Doug, trying to make a cut and cut back up the field.
Yeah, they're only going to have to say went down at the 30. So first and 10 for the Brenham Cubs.
30-yard line, first down and 10.
2:44 left to go here in the third quarter. And Harvey will lead the offense out of the field. Takes him in the backfield with him. And off goes to Dixon.
And off goes number 17, Jacoby Dixon.
And he's up to the 33-yard line. 3-yard pickup. That'll bring up second and 7.
Tate Allen coming up to make that initial hit there on Jacoby Dixon.
They're going to hand off to Dixon again.
Oh, nice second effort here.
And we got a little pushing and shoving going on.
Number 5, Luke Walton.
after the play is over with and ball at the 37-yard line. And that's going to bring up third down and three.
Moves the ball off to the 38-yard line.
They're going to give him to the 38, so third down and two then. And Dixon, the ball carrier, and he's going to get dropped for a loss.
Jacoby Dixon on the carry.
So right, coming up to make a big hit there. And Jacoby Dixon, Luke Walters for the Vikings.
Loss on the play, back to the 34-yard line.
It's a 4-yard loss, and so that's going to bring Zelenka out to punt. And keep your eyes on Lewis, as we just saw. He's very much capable of breaking one. As we're down to under a minute left. Oh, he fumbled the kick. He fumbled the ball, and he had to take off, and he's going to be right in front of the 35-yard line.
Thought for a second there, Dan, you had a lot of open field there, and the Vikings closed in 5 yards short of that first down.
And so the ball will be at the Cubs 35-yard line. It's a golden opportunity for the Vikings to try to retake the lead. With 54 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And handoff goes to Nuttall. And they finally bring him down after he gets to the 30-yard line. 5-yard pickup.
Initial contact made by number 15, Clay Lockett.
John Lindsay coming up from the bottom of that back there for the Cubs.
Pick up 5 yards on the play. Second down and five.
And not all the ball carrier. He's going to be stopped for a loss in the backfield.
Making the stop number 15, Trey Lockett.
And that'll bring up third down.
They let Trey Lockett, John Ridgely in there also on that tackle.
And that will be the end of the third quarter of play, and we are all tied up 21 apiece. Back with the fourth and final quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Grid.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And back we go here. As we start the fourth quarter. Jason Bird taking the handoff, gives to Runnels. Runnels brought down.
Number seven, Titus Runnels.
Short game there.
On the stop, number 55.
55, Darius Brown coming up to make a big hit there.
Loss on the play of 1 yard. Fourth down and eight.
More than eight. And they are going to go for it.
All right, Cubs need a stop here.
And so the Cubs are going to call their first timeout. We're just going to keep it right here. So we just got back from the break. But a critical stop here for the Cubs. If they can hold them and then get the ball back and then hopefully eat some more, take the ball down the field and score and also eat some more of the time, eat some more time off the clock. So we're ready to go now. Fourth and eight. And put back the pass. Here comes the rush. And they're going to catch
him. John Rigsby. Whoa.
John Rigsby. Another big stop. And Rigsby's having himself a heck of a night.
Tell you what, he's having a heck of a night. John Rigsby's playing solid defense this evening. That was big, Doug.
Yes.
That was really huge.
Cubs needed that. Now they turn it over. A couple have it first and 10 at the 40-yard line.
Jalen Ward in the backfield with the Jordan Harvey.
And off goes to Ward around the end and across the 40.
Oh, nice cut,
cuts back to the 40, the 30, the 20. He's getting all the way. Touchdown, Cubs.
Whoa.
Jalen Ward, 60 yards to the end zone, and the Cubs are retaking the lead.
What a run there by Jalen Ward. Well, we may have a new highlight.
Really? Yeah.
Whoa, what a move. I tell you, it was a simple handoff. He was around right left end there. Jalen Ward got around the corner, got down that sideline, went into the end zone untouched.
And so now the extra point try from Riley Davis. Kick is up. And it's good.
That was a big extra point.
So with 11:15 left to go in the game, the Cubs have retaken the lead, 28-21. Back into your 60-second draw, sports friend.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And so here we go with the Cubs. Back to, and they kick this one off. And it's going to go out of bounds, I think. And so it'll be it.
Let's go out of bounds.
We got 11:15 left to go, and Cubs lead at 28-21. And so that will put the ball spot at the 33-yard line.
33-yard line.
Not all the ball carries.
That's about
2 on that. And they'll bring up second down and eight.
They went Cade Moore to put the finishing touches on there. Trey Lockett.
36-yard line.
Game man in motion. Handoff goes to Nuttall, and he will get across the 40. Picked up there, looks like Cade Moore.
Cade Moore, all the time.
Cade Moore.
Another big defensive play here for the Cowboys.
And handoff, and Nuttall, he met in the backfield. And brought down again.
I tell you what, Trey Lockett.
No gain on the play, fourth and two.
Trey Lockett made that initial hit, and then reinforcements came along and put the finishing touches on.
And it's a fourth down and two now for Brian.
In punt formation for the Vikings will be number 16, Derek Ramsey.
I thought for a minute they were thinking about going for it.
And there will be just a one-score game with 9 minutes left. They're going to go ahead and just punt it away.
Maybe on more deep for the Cubs.
And they do get the kickoff. And we're going to field it at the 11. And he gets it up back to near the 20-yard. They're going to give him to the 20-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for Brenham.
Second by number three, Grant Moore.
And so with 9:16 left to play. Cubs lead it 28-21.
37 yards on the punt, 8 yards on the return. First down is 10 for the Cubs. That's it on the 20-yard line.
I'm going to order us up a good sustained drive here, Doug.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I'm going to score on the end there. Yeah, play action. Going deep. He's got a man open, and that is going to be caught.
That's 18.
Chris Kendry. To the 25-yard line.
Okay, we had the ball hung up there just a little bit. And Kendry had three steps on the defender, and the ball was just a little underthrown, but the defender was able to come up and make the tackle there. But a nice big play there by Jordan to Chris Kendry.
Now ball at the Bryan 25-yard line. And off to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon cuts his way back out across the 25. The 20 to the 15. And he's finally brought down. And that's going to be another Brenham Cup first down.
Okay, well, just a sweep around left end there. Nice cutback move there by Jacoby Dixon. Finally brought down by Tate Allen.
Ball at the 13-yard line. Give this to Dixon. Dixon. Takes it inside the 10, inside the 5.
By number 20, Jonathan Beauty, there's a flag on the field.
And flag down.
Illegal formation, 5 men in the backfield. Pop in, 5 yard penalty.
And it's in the illegal formation against the Cubs. It's 5 men in the backfield.
Wow.
And 8 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the game. So that'll put the ball back to the 18-yard line.
Emphasis starting tomorrow, Doug. Penalties.
And off goes to Jalen Ward. And we had a fumble recovery by Harvey.
Yeah, Jordan, it was the ball popped loose there. Big hit on Jalen Ward. Ball popped loose. Good job there by Jordan.
yards on the play, that's the 22 yard line. Second down and 19.
And off goes to Ward. And Ward met with a host of defenders there to bring it down.
Whole host left there by number 97. Joseph N. Cardona.
4 yard line.
Going to be third down and 21 for the Cubs.
Third down and 21.
They have to get to the 3 yard line to pick up a first down. Clock ticks down to 7:10 left to go in the game.
Say, would be nice here, Doug, if we pick up 8 or 10 and then go for it on fourth down.
And pass, they're going to go. They're picking the pass back to Dixon. Dixon. So get it to the 18. And that'll bring up fourth down. Ball at the 19-yard line.
Fourth down and 16.
And for the Cubs, it's one area of the field where it's too short for a punt, too long for a
field goal. Too long for a field goal.
Yeah, I think they're going to talk about it. And so we're the timeout on the field. We'll take it with us. 6:12 left to go in the game. Cubs lead at 28-21. Back into your 60 seconds from the fourth quarter.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution.
Texas
with locations
Farm Bureau
on South
Insurance,
Market and Prairie
Lee
Street.
Helping your friends and neighbors Calvary Baptist with auto? Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks. For automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And back we go here, and it is a 36-yard field goal. While we were away, Riley Davis just hit a 36-yard field goal. And so that puts the Cubs down in front 31-21. And they called an offsides against Brian, but the Cubs went ahead and declined it there.
I tell you what, the one thing I can say, Doug, I was a little bit concerned about a 36-yard field goal. But I tell you what, Riley Davis made it with a whole lot to spare. So
and,
good job. Great
yeah.
kick.
And the Davis, that's he's made all his kicks. He had last week missed a field goal and missed an extra point, but this week so far he's perfect on all his kicks. He has made every single one.
Did a great job. Great
and 36
with that 36-yard field goal that gives the Cubs a 10-point lead. And so now with 6:09 left, the Cubs will kick off here.
Chancellor Lucas and Terrence Lewis deep.
And comes and gets kicking short. It's going to be fair caught at the 31-yard line.
Fair caught by Derek Ramsey for the Vikings.
Okay, now.
Now, see, defense can make another stand here.
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here, Doug, but ever since that first quarter, they've done a great job of taking Tyson Turner out of the game.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've called his name. And handoff will go to Runnels.
Handoff goes to number 7, Titus Waller.
And Bones brought down there.
Stop by number 4, Keith Crawford.
Keith Crawford coming up from the bottom of the stack there.
He got the 8 yards on the play.
8 yard carry. Down to 5:45 left to play. And out to Runnels again. Gets his way and he picks. Come on, get him, guys.
Make a tackle.
He's got it. Bring this guy down. And they finally get him down at the 39-yard line.
McCary takes the ball deep into cut territory.
Okay, right. John Rigsby and Ron Mata finally coming up from the bottom of that stack.
Hey, Rubbles is not that big a guy. They should be. I could see him with the other back, but.
You got to wrap him up, Doug.
Exactly. And now Bird's pass is caught by Turner.
Turner ran it out and hit him there for the first down.
Ball at the 28-yard line. And now the Bryant fans getting back into it. Now got a different quarterback in there. That's Dean Turner.
Pass is intended there and dropped by Tyree Love for the Vikings.
And in complete stats, just brings up 2nd and 10. Stops the clock with 4:58 left to go in the game. Dubs leading 31-21. And off goes to Nuttall.
Down
at the 24-yard line.
And the stop number 91, Shane Escamilla. Pick up the 4 yard
line. Davis and Shane Escamilla on the tackle there for the Cubs.
Yeah, and off goes to Nuttall. And breaks free, and he is going to be running out of bounds.
On the stop, number 27.
Down to
the finally run out of bounds there.
Going to get him to the 8-yard line.
Post and goal at the 8-yard line.
And get out of there, stop the clock at 4:26. And off to Reynolds. Reynolds going to get hit in the backfield for a loss.
Tell you what, we're going to give credit on that tackle to Cade Moore. Tell you what, Cade Moore and John Rigsby both had a good night this evening.
And back to the 9-yard line. Brings up 2nd and goal.
Play 2nd and goal.
Please stop. Get this together. Here.
The game is about later.
So 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
At 4-1-0, game
clock. Okay, so the referees kept it taking some time off the clock there, keep it down to 4:10. J.
Cade Allen in at quarterback.
And I'm taking it to 12. And down to the 4-yard line.
Ball carry is number 8, Cade Allen.
Allen, a senior.
Wow. Stop number 15, Clay Rocket. Going to be third and goal from the 3-yard line.
Third and goal. Now the ball carry once again. He stopped short.
Cade Allen again on the carry.
Ball at the 3-yard line. And now, for Brian, do you get the field goal here, or do you go for it? And Coach Jim Cullis wants to talk about it. And so timeout on the field. We'll take it with them and be back. This time, though, let's just do 30 seconds from the sports press.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
We have 3 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in the game. Cubs lead at 31-21. And
they are going to go for the three.
Trying to make it a one-score game.
Number 80, Casey Bullhoff, holding to the 16, Derek Ramsey.
Casey Bullhoff with the 20-yard field goal try. Kick is up, and it's good. And so
it's good.
3:22 left to go in the game. Cubs lead at 31-24. And we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports press.
Fancy ketchup, Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And here we go. Cubs creeping up, expecting maybe an onside kick try.
Cartel Brown, the long deep person there for the Brenham Cubs.
And they're going to kick it away and we'll go in the end zone for a touchback.
Kickoff goes into the end zone for the touchback. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings, for the Cubs at their own 25-yard line.
The Cubs will get a first and 10, 25-yard line, with 3:22 left to work with. And, you know, the Cubs are going to do their best to try to work that clock down. Cubs still have one timeout left. Brian has two timeouts to work with.
One first down at a time.
And off to Kobe Dixon. And Dixon had a
crossbreaker.
And up to the 31-yard line. Picks up six. And that'll bring up second down at 4.
Luke Welton's on the tackle there for the Vikings.
6 yards on the play. Second down and 4. Ball is at 31.
And down to 3 minutes left to play. And I got a feeling the Cubs are going to let that play clock run all the way down. before they snap the ball.
Jacoby Dixon again.
And Dixon, the ball carrier.
Jacoby Dixon again.
33-yard line.
Stop by number 8.
That time Cubs let it go down to 3 seconds before they snapped it.
Nate Allen and Joseph and Cardona on the tackle here for the Vikings.
And big play here, Doug.
Down to 2:15 left to go. If the Cubs could get this first down, that might cinch it.
Brian will definitely have to start burning timeouts. This may be the play of the game.
And off Dixon. And this is going to be where they spot the
ball. Oh, this is going to be a big spot. I don't like where the official is.
Me neither.
Jason Morris.
Timeout. Brian. I don't agree with that spot.
That's a bad spot.
Bad spot.
He was further than that. He was right there on the – I thought he was right there on
I
the
thought
line.
He was right. I thought the ball was off.
And
the
they're
line.
Going to mark him a full yard short. That's a
not a good spot.
The ball is set short at the line to make. They got fourth down.
Fourth and one with a minute 46 left to go.
You know what, Doug?
Yeah.
I'm not totally for sure I'd go for the yard and then play defense.
Yeah.
Because we've had a couple of bad punts.
Yeah.
So if you need to call for a ride, you need to be doing that now, please. And ladies and gentlemen, we ask that at the conclusion of tonight's game, please stay off the track and the field. Thank you.
Oh, look at this. Here we go. Here we go.
And they're going to take it. He's going to get it.
They better not make a bad spot.
I think he's across. Harvey took it himself. And they do pick up the first down.
Great job. Good job.
That's a gutsy call, too.
I tell you what, though, Doug. He was actually farther than where they're spotting the football.
Yeah, they're still.
That is another bad spot, but we get the first down.
That's the main thing. Minute 30 and counting.
Brian will have to burn a timeout now.
Yeah, Cubs go into victory formation. Brian will use their last timeout. Stop the clock with a minute 19. And so the Cubs are going to hold on to win this one, 31-24. Unless something screwy happens here.
Okay.
I think just a couple more kneel downs ought to be able to do it.
I don't think two will get it, Doug. Not going against what you're saying, but
yeah.
Is it 25 seconds?
Yeah.
Is that the play clock?
I think it resets to 40. So here we go. Comes in victory formation. And he will take the knee.
Okay, now they go to 40. So.
And why have they stopped the clock? They don't have any timeouts left. Why is the clock stopped?
Now they started it.
Yeah, down to a minute.
Tell you what, you need to run it all the way down.
Yep. And he's going to take the knee, and that should do it. And it is. That is going to be it. Your final score. The Brenham Cubs are going to win this one 31-24.
Wow.
And that'll bring us to the postgame show. Tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cubs football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back with the postgame in 90 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And tonight's postgame show made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Green with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Co-Course Foods, Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Sidura Tile, the Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Slopeman with Farmers Insurance, HEB in Brenham, PDR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Glenn College. And Tommy and I will be back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham, New Holland. We offer a huge variety of agriculture equipment, from Bad Boy to Hustler mowers, Kawasaki mules and four-wheelers, and of course the highly reputable New Holland line of tractors, hay equipment, skid steers, and construction equipment. All of these offer low-rate financing opportunities. Call us at 979-836-4591. We value our customers and strive to make your experience the best it can be. Come in and take one for a test drive. Stay cool out there and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service, continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
We go here to Merrill Green Stadium where the Brenham Cubs win at 31-24 over the Bryan Vikings. And taking a look at your final statistics, it was Jordan Harvey passing-wise 9 out of 14 for 132 yards. Chris Guidry, one completion for 5 yards. Rushing-wise, Jacoby Dixon, 21 carries, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jalen Ward, 9 carries, 95 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then Harvey with 11 carries for 28 yards. Receiving for the Cubs, Jose Castillo, 5 catches, 53 yards. Chris Guidry, 2 catches, 71 yards. And then Deontay Martin, 1 catch, 7 yards. And Jacoby Dixon, 1 catch for 5 yards. And meanwhile, for the Vikings, you had Cason Bird, 8 out of 13, 183 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Boone Pitter was 2 for 2 with 19 yards passing. And then rushing-wise for the Vikings, their leading ball carrier was Isaiah Nuttall with 15 carries, 85 yards. Titus Reynolds, 12 carries for 62 yards. And leading receiver was Tance Lewis, 2 catches, 101 yards. And Tyson Turner, 5 catches, 74 yards. So that's a look at the stats. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a listen to the highlights after we hear some more from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 72, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron when it comes to buildup, cleanup, and your engine. no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
As we come back here, time to take a listen to the highlights. And we got things going in the first quarter. And for the Bryan Vikings, it was Cason Byrd. He found Tyson Turner for 34 yards for the first touchdown of the game. And then the Brenham Cubs would come back, and it would be Jacoby Dixon getting Brenham on the board. And now Dixon back in the backfield. And he gets the handoff cut back, and Dixon into the end zone for the Brenham Cubs touchdown. And that would tie the game at 7 apiece. Bryan would go back in front as Byrd found Lewis on the, Terrence Lewis on a 38-yard touchdown pass to put Bryan in front 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. Cubs would come with back-to-back touchdowns, the first one being Jalen Ward on this 2-yard run. And actually bringing in a Pelt and Rodriguez as extra blockers. And off goes to Ward, and Ward walks it on in for the touchdown, Jalen Ward. And then they would get one more touchdown with 1 minute left to go in the half on this 24-yard run by Jacoby Dixon. And are we going to keep this on now? Hands off to Dixon. Dixon works it back.
Oh, nice move.
Look at that. Dixon breaks free into the end zone. Touchdown. And then in the third quarter, Byrd would find Lewis again on a 64-yard touchdown pass to tie things up at 21 apiece. Cubs would come back and get another big touchdown on this 60-yard run by Jalen Ward. And off goes to Ward around the end and across the 40.
Oh, nice
cuts back to the 40, the 30, the 20. He's getting all the way. Touchdown, Cubs.
Whoa.
Jalen Ward, 60 yards to the end zone, and the Cubs are retaking the lead. And then each team would exchange field goals, and that would do it. Cubs win it. 31-24, the final there. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll check in with Tommy and Coach Young's down on the field after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With 3 locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
And back back we go, and now let's go down on the field and check in with Tommy and Coach Youngs.
Coach, congratulations, great victory.
Yeah, it's a good football team over there, and they, last week I told you the game really was closer than what the score looked. Some things didn't go their way. You know, they came out and played solid. We knew they were going to try to run the football and establish the run, and you know, I was really proud of the defense. That was a rough first quarter. I mean, we were on our heels. They got the big pass play, and we just couldn't get off the field. And, you know, we had some things we got to work on and get better at. But, you know, they pounded it at us and made us like it. But thank goodness the offense played really well early and did a good job. And, you know, to go get that field goal that I've been hit was big. And then, you know, right there, they kicked it deep and offense, you know, got the first down to run the clock out. So I was really proud of them.
They had the two big pass plays there in the first quarter. After that, defensive backs did a great job of containing those two good wide receivers.
They did. One of those was my fault. We're sitting there. We had a play called and to drop everybody in coverage, but we got the strength call backwards. And I tell you, make mental mistakes and it costs you. And, you know, that's on me. I got to get us prepared better. We got to come out and be more physical. We're better than this. And we got some little things we got to get corrected. But you know what? It's better to go into the bye week after a win. And, you know, we got the big New Brunswick team coming in and playing at home. So, you know, we're going to enjoy the rest and enjoy the break. But we got some things to work on.
We had some very untimely penalties this evening. Are we over-aggressive or what is it?
No, it was two of them were missile. I'm in a wide receiver not being on the line when he should. You know, the other ones are just, you know, effort plays. Like, I can handle effort penalties. Misalignments are offsides. Like, we had the one offsides on fourth down, and we're about to get back. And you can't do those things. We've had 2 weeks of just things that have gotten us into trouble. We got to quit doing that. We got to execute better.
Big plus this evening, Jalen Ward, Jacoby Dixon, two big nights for
them. Yeah, they look good running the rock. And Coach Lopez and the offensive staff did a great job of getting those guys prepared. And couldn't be prouder of them in the way they played.
Congratulations, great victory. Go enjoy it.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
All right, and that's Tommy with Coach Youngs. And we'll be back with more of the post game coming up on Neymar Whataburger. What a play of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character.
Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Turning the lights off on here, but nevertheless, time to have Neymar Whataburger, what a play of the game. And for tonight, we have chosen, and this ended up coming out being the deciding one, Tommy, the fourth quarter 60-yard touchdown run by Jalen Mora.
Oh, no doubt about it. I tell you what, it was a great move by Jalen. He saw there was an opening down the left sideline. He got to the sideline, and then it was a foot race to the end zone. He wins the foot race.
And that's our Whataburger, what a play of the game. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family-owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. They're open 24/7. And when we come back, Tommy and I'll name the John Breeden stars of the game, or outstanding players of the game, after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
And now it's time to name our John Breeden Outstanding Players of the Game. And first of all, for the offensive side, well, really it was a tough call because we had two young men that really came in and really ran the football well.
I tell you what, Jacoby Dixon and Jalen Ward, those two running backs, they complement each other, and they work together throughout the game. When one comes in, the other's rooting the other one on. I tell you what, they each had two touchdowns apiece, two big runs, big strong runs. I tell you what, our co-offensive performers of the game, Jalen Ward and Jacoby Dixon.
And then on the defensive side, one guy really stood out in making plays all night, including had a huge sack as well, and that's John Rigsby.
Oh,
really had a great night.
No doubt about it. John Rigsby was all over the football field tonight, making key big stops just when you needed to make the stop. Led that defensive team to a big victory this evening.
And our defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket and Sealy and all Walgreens stores.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Back we go one last time here to Merrill Green Stadium. And Brian and Tommy, big night for the Cubs. It was a hard-fought victory, but nevertheless, a victory.
I tell you what, the one thing that we did not see is we didn't have that bad second and third period tonight. The Cubs kept fighting back and forth. You know, the only drawback in Coach said he's not too worried about the penalties, but, you know, we had mental lapses, and that's what they were. But the Cubs really fought really, really hard this evening. And I admire Coach Young so much. He did not schedule a patsy schedule for this football team. I mean, we have played three really, really, really good football teams. And, you know, the Cubs fought till the very end this evening and came out with a very, very big victory.
And so the Cubs get a much-earned bye week next week, and then a week from Thursday, they will welcome in New Braunfels for the final non-district game. Now, next week, with the Cubs being on bye week, we're going to be doing some Blinn Buccaneer football. The Bucs have scheduled a game against TWA College. They're out of, I think it's the Austin area, but they're going to be coming in to Cubs Stadium next Friday night at 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame, and so we will do some Buccaneer football, so we hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, that's going to do it for us this evening. Our scoreboard show is coming up next with Stephen. And in the meantime, I want to thank the good folks here at Brian for their hospitality this evening. They kept us plenty full.
I tell you what, over and above, they did it. They did it again. They really took care of us. You know, we're always on such a run and gun schedule, but, you know, I tell you what, we had a little more than a little meal this evening.
Yeah.
So it was really great. Really enjoyed these folks again. They just tremendous people.
Yeah. And in the meantime, thanks to Stephen back in the studios for his work on the boards. Thank you to our sponsors who make a broadcast possible. And thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for Tommy Lang to my right, for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's post-game show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bond, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Colgorst Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Kinjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Burnham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.